Thank you. That's right. It is The Good Stuff. Kim and Mike Burge out of the Heart City of Valentine.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. Maybe book a trip down the scenic Niobrara River, one of the top 10 in the country for canoes, kayaks, and tubing in the Backpack magazine recently. And International Dark Skies designation out at Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up starting July 28th. You can find out more at nebraskastarparty.org. All of that and more information at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
You're invited to this week's celebration of the Days of 76, the 102nd annual celebration in Deadwood, South Dakota. Don't forget, Tuesday will be the timed event Slack and then PRCA rodeos coming up at 7 p.m. the 24th through the 27th. And the big historic parade in downtown Deadwood, 1:30 on Friday and 10 a.m. on Saturday. It's the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota.
All going on through Saturday. Mike, this is from Mallard Fillmore. Thanks for your emails on apostrophe abuse. But though we may end that crisis, there are lots more on the loose. For instance, let's consider one more horror, if we may, the fine word fort, as if it were forte. I don't refer to music here. Conductors should be proud to ask the band for forte when they want to play it loud. But if you means one's long suit, the thing someone does best, pronounce the word like it's spelled, fort, and just leave off the rest. Oh, one more thing about the forte plague that's hit our nation is that it carries with it a strong whiff of affectation. A little play on words, so and saying fort correctly.
I'm confused. If it's something you do good, is it your forte or is it your fort?
It's your fort.
Your fort. Okay.
Yeah. Technically, right. If you look it up, either are acceptable, but okay. It is fort.
68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match coming up at the Open A Angus Arena, August the 3rd, and that starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Here's how you get there. Take Interstate 94, jump off at the exit number 7, and there you are, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, and the Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match. It all starts 1 p.m. Mountain Time, August 3rd. For details, go to hotrnd.com.
Regard your good name as the richest jewel you can possibly be possessed of, for credit is like fire. When once you have kindled it, you may easily preserve it, but if you once extinguish it, you will find it an arduous task to rekindle it. Socrates said that.
Something that comes from Sherry Soldberg out of Alcester, South Dakota. A son took his father to a restaurant for an evening dinner. The elderly father, being very old and weak, while eating, dropped food on his shirt and trousers. Other diners watched him in disgust while his son was calm. After he finished eating, his son, who was not at all embarrassed, quietly took him to the washroom, wiped the food particles, removed the stains, combed his hair, and fitted his spectacles firmly. When they came out, the entire restaurant was watching them in dead silence, not able to grasp how someone could embarrass themselves publicly like that. The son settled the bill and started walking out with his father. At that time, an old man amongst the diners called out to the son and asked him, "Don't you think you have left something behind?" The son replied, "No, sir, I haven't." The old man retorted, "Yes, you have. You left a lesson for every son and hope for every father." And the restaurant was silent. Thanks to Sherry Soldberg out of Alcester, South Dakota, for sending that into The Good Stuff.
And here's a cute little story. The little girl visiting a petting zoo tossed bits of bread to a stork, who greedily gobbled it up while following the little girl around the yard. "What kind of bird is this, Mama?" The mother looked down and smiled. "Why, that's a stork, honey." "Of course," the little girl cried. "That's why you recognize me."
Okay.
Would you like to be a brilliant conversationalist? Just give your natural enthusiasm free rein and say whatever comes into your mind. Your rashness will be taken for extraordinary courage.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, it's easy. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening to this radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.